Hello, a will tussa a giri nismo how to gael idle hail. Well, ta dan ursa going deep.
Yes, Tom with Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let Nismo Gwelga, August Nismo Glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August Tour Talk Yuck Star Bud Kraila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How to Gael, an Acast production.
Hello, it's Fáilte Roimh an Aiscidí. How to Gael, Lumsa Dearan.
Lumsa Louise.
Agus Lumsa Sheila.
Colleeny, cunas tóisim anuv. The old grand stretch is doing us all a big favour.
Yeah. Oh my god, I know. Well, the Chavos were a bit snarky. No, I'll go wild. I'm going to cover, but I'll bust above.
Okay.
Oh, that's all right. Listen, our queen of like Cúb Seachtain Shock, we'd be sitting here in the dark with us.
Yeah,
so touch your body's far.
Absolutely,
you need to, you know, yeah. You need to just be jarfuck, Shiva.
I need to practice gratitude.
Ah no, you do enough buichas. You just be jarfuck, girl. Like, you know, be jarfuck, be jokesach.
Okay, so you just going to talk in hashtags.
Double D's.
Double D's. Jarfuckus August focus.
Yeah, that's nice. Get your double D's out.
Have you got double D's, Louise?
Of my boobs, you're the only thing double D about my upper body and my shoulders. They're fucking gigantic. The girls know how I feel about this. Like
the linebacker.
Oh, honestly, like there was couple pics from the last night. Our showbio. If you didn't know, we did a showbio. We haven't really been talking about it though. Only every time we see each other.
The poor creators,
we also confessed our love to one another after the showbio. It was.
I feel like we do that all the fucking time.
Yeah, we do
that all the time.
I'm really growing codependent.
Yeah, I know.
It's even a maid though.
Yeah.
Push go hauling. But back to my shoulders. We were egg looking. We were filming a couple of pictures, and I was like, honestly, I was ready to line out with the Irish rugby team and stick my shoulders into a prop.
Oh my god, do you know what now? Do you know what would suit you?
What? Rua,
a senior cup team medal.
Oh,
wouldn't it be great? Oh, absolutely.
That or like, yeah. Maybe I could start a swimming career. Did I ever tell you the story? We were one of you in Thailand and wasn't with the Gloucester girls, actually it was with the UCC girls, and we told a group of lads that we met that I was Michael Phelps' sister, and they actually made me have a swimming race with another one of them because he was telling us he was an actual swimmer, and we did it to win a bottle of vodka. Now I lost the race, but they still bought us drinks.
But like,
what for patience.
Just because you're Michael Phelps' sister doesn't mean that you automatically need a good swimmer.
Yeah,
not all shoulders.
Yeah,
well, yeah, not all siblings. Like we're all Declan's brothers.
Actually,
are they great earners?
She definitely Imran Sheed.
She's the fifth on that.
They own Hurls.
They own Hurls. No, actually, me and Shiva spent some bonding time with Declan's youngest brother, Egan Vonish, and fair play to him, he posed for photos with us with the Liam McCarthy.
The Liam McGuire.
Oh, for fuck's sake. The Liam McGuire.
That's bad, Shiva. Shiva, that is really bad.
You're a rugby wag.
Girls, like, if Limerick get into the All-Ireland this year or to, like, the latter stages of the championships, will you come to a Limerick match and support Declan?
Oh, you're talking about the Liam McGuire Cup.
Right. You said that I'd never be allowed to a GAA match with you again.
I didn't say Lum, though.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, Bravado, like, the MH Festival, Pork and Croquet, Le Blinta, and Bravado, Look, Clem.
Also, this is. For all the dubs success? Or do you not go to any of those
matches?
It's
not a gag, early, like.
Well, no, I'd be a reviewer. I would go into town and watch the play at a pub. And then go to Coppers.
Yeah.
But okay. No, Neil Mahesh of Egg Clay Labita, right? Like, McGree, the Rosh
Notes. Okay, yeah, it's a good out of those. Irene Ma Aher really upset when Merwell meet Temple at Dulgadina Clahilesh. I know, he takes it really personally. And he's like, then there was one, because, you know, there'd be more Fossin East for Ashman Gadina Clahir Fadlish. And, like, if my Tommy'd busy, and he goes, let's hit Shane. He's like, I'm the only one left.
Aww.
I'm the only one left.
Really sad.
I know, but, like, sorry, this time of year now, like, there's nothing fucking exciting to Ireland. Like, once the championship starts up again now.
You big sunshiner, you can't say that. You're going to get a dribble.
You're only up there now in the bad weather for one reason. It's for those sweaty GAA shorts.
Oh, I would. In the actual hurling. In when if Limerick play,
I no
tripping up. Come on,
sorry.
Me, like,
in the actual hurling.
Do you have any interest? Oh, fucking of course.
Oh my, okay. Are you telling
sorry,
me
sorry, the time I went with you to the double header, like we went to the Primos with the Primo tickets and we didn't leave the bar. Okay, well they were Limerick were playing Dublin, like, so let's just talk about the Caidón there.
Oh god.
The Caidón, the Caidón Imont, that was a Gimmerich, right? In the championship, I would obviously never spend a match in the bar. Of course I'd watch the game.
Would you scold Declan now if you didn't
play
well?
If Declan was a Gimmerich,
If he didn't have a good match now, would you say to him, for fuck's sake, Declan, you let that tackle go?
He never talks hurling with me.
I thought you were going to say he never has a bad match.
I should have said it. Okay, scratch that, we'll go again.
It's
a real family thing, like, for us, and I feel like we're, you know, Le Blinta now, like, you're a doll, and it's always, I think my mother loves the Al post-mortem, you know, coming home in the car, she'll be dissecting, like,
Is she more of a Limerick supporter or a Kerry supporter now?
So they're, like, they're Limnoch, obviously, with the Imoniacht, and then they'd be
Fairbrother.
Well, no. Dad goes to everything, actually. He's just Gaeltacht, but he's a staunch Kerry man with the
football. Of course. So, well, it's sacrilegious for a Kerry man now to start shouting for
But oh no, I do be watching more than the shorts at home. I obviously keep an eye on that.
Like, okay.
Department.
Obviously. Sure. You're often in here watching the Sunday game now.
After Sunday, I've spent watching sports. This Sunday we watched all the matches.
Yeah,
you're shocked by that, are you?
I kind of am, yeah, to be honest.
Louise is good for sports, because I remember, like, they never put me on sports on RLAM because I'm shocking. I remember during Louise, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm on sports tomorrow. And Louise was like, well, blah, blah, blah. She rattled off all the matches that were happening that weekend.
The Clore Sportgum, like, our Steve M. She didn't Kate Clore Vigum.
Oh, really?
Yeah, her and Saharan.
God, okay. I feel like, again, you've lived a life.
Yeah. But if you may have went through Kerpadakis, and then when you're a Shulamakle Imroar, you're kind of bought a sport.
No, I always knew you're a sporty gal, but it's just, I suppose, we never ever talk about sports. Like,
we
in all
actually
our conversations,
never do.
We never talk about sports.
Is this a complaint? You want us to talk more about sport?
No, but, like, you know, in fairness, I go to a lot of the GAA matches and stuff like that. Now, I kind of more go for the big day out, like, you know.
I was going to say, when's the last time you went to a GAA match?
I was there with Louise a while ago. No, I had a ticket. You know, I had season tickets for years.
Well, yeah, I know, but Cahan and Oriola could now be the
on Sarah Scott, I suppose. Was
yeah.
But like that's the championship hasn't started off yet, Gavo.
But Tá Simagat.
I haven't missed an All Ireland, like, I'd be at them all, like, and I would, yeah. But we've never spoken sports.
No, we haven't. And actually I have a few Thurmy years show, but like I adore the league in the hurling and the football, because the league is broadcast at RTG Cahir, and I'm not being Clenta because Tosh RTG Cahir, but Tá on Trochtrocht a Wadnius Far in Gaeilge, because just across the board, the lads in the lower hurry, Thai Jane van Trochtrocht, their TG Car, the Trochtrocht Sport, are a Wadnius Krina, and they're like on the ball with the Imrori and everything.
Can I tell you something? I might want to jump in. Is as Connemara and actually the Anigwiv Erhechama, but a Hahir, Ni Higgin Shea on Trochtrocht, or TG Car, Martha, like, Silva, like Tasha. So he puts on TG Cahir for the matches and then puts on Radio na Gaeltacht there for the commentary and switches off.
Stop.
He can't understand them, he says. He doesn't know what they're saying. But like, I suppose, like, you know, Glordino Vlachly, I haven't seen Brad any. I don't know. Glyha,
but on Rod Naw, it's that is one thing I've never considered, is the different Conyngy, but actually generally the people doing it are far more Olasach. It's unbelievable, like, with the Anrach agus Gacrod. But it's funny you say that. Nurvimer Egg Fosnias dad would always have, if he was a Féachan Terry Cléacada and he wasn't at it in the Fear Hill, he would have the Telvisher Shul and he'd have Weeshie Fogarty from Radio Kerry doing the
commentary.
Because Weeshie now, and it would always be like Co or Son Kiri, even
It's
the most
forced, it would have to be, yeah.
But Shin knows the Thaugadini, and that's not what Shin Gahalin, like, when you like a Lorahor. Because of Anshlian a Corinne Shea Rudd.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's Anna Hovachtuk, actually. Sorry, I feel like I'm not on a sports rant now, but Tosha Anna Hovachtuk, because someone who's really passionate about, if you're watching the game and someone is watching it as well and has a very differing view of it than you, it's actually very off-putting. Do you know, it's very hard to be a sports commentator.
Yeah,
it is. It's a very hard job.
See, look at this now, what Louise is at, right? She's like greasing up all the sport commentators and producers in the country, okay? She's angling for a fucking gig. Right, he's retiring off like fucking the Sunday game or something. We'll see Louise or now 2025. She'll want
to.
No, ni bhioch me macalori. Like, I do bheith all the stuff, lads. I can't tell you, like, sport, you need to know so much. Like,
yeah.
Sure, like, Micheál Amirhertig, like, he was just a national treasure. A national treasure, like, but yeah, he had it down to a T. There's so much to it. You need to be Cultapa. You have to keep a Suler and Glea, and especially le Imont, because it's Cultapa anyway, and it's only getting faster. And I don't know, it's such a skill, I couldn't do it.
Well, do you know what, time will tell. Now we'll see. Now when this championship rolls around, I'll be quizzing you, I'll be trying to, you know.
Gals, I've got a cash fee actually.
Go on.
Do you know what I'm going to do? What? If I went to Rashka Limnock and I dug out two of Declan's Limerick jerseys and brought you along to Cliheilum,
yeah,
would you put on the Gansies and off we go?
Three fun games.
Oh my god, I'd be a hooer for a free ticket. Absolutely.
No, I didn't say about a free ticket now, but I'll get you a Gansie.
Oh yeah, sorry. I just assumed it was part of the deal.
Well, I'd wear the jersey, not a bother, like.
Oh sure, you're half Limerick.
Yeah.
It's done. So Malvu and Limnock, Craven the Herring, will we do a full episode wearing our Limerick jerseys?
Oh, I feel like, sure, we have to be out to support our fourth member.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh.
Anyway, Evan all. Taimin a Shachtana, what do you think?
Taimin a Shachtana.
Lovely, okay, fair play.
Are you going to make us guess it? Is that what this is? What do you think?
Yeah, how to guess. No, okay, Taimin a Shachtana. No, Taimin a Shachtana show. And I've specifically picked on Taimin a show because I have a little axe to grind, okay?
Oh, here we go.
It's how to heal. And it's been on Inspirad Tefir the show is obviously the long chronicle of my scar, Ermachus, which every time I try, like, by the way, okay, I think her Hannah Gerhuig and Scale Showmacher and Put Crayla Urwa and Hannah, but it's been cut out several fucking times of my traumatic experience of falling off of Vespa in Spain and being involved in a hit and run.
Look, it's like they're in We Love You. Your stories are long. Your stories.
Shane and Rod, if you could have told it, let's take the Gone and Made, it probably would have made it every time.
Okay, well, the story is obviously that I fell off a Vespa and I was rushed to A&E in Spain, and that's it. I got very bad burns all of my legs, but I made it back in time for Louise's wedding, and I've been on a scar healing journey ever since. So here she is. How many?
Oh my god, chicken chicken hoop though. Yes. She's getting there.
So that it happened in August and it's now Mia Braun. So Mo Mia, she's sorry, like how
it's
unflexible.
The same,
I'm so like
it's the same age as my wedding. It's 7 months old.
7 months. Yeah. Like Nietzsche shit now, like I had it was awful burn. So
yeah,
anyway,
no, I admonished, like she was absolutely fucked.
Yeah, I couldn't walk, like I had to keep sitting down and I was die fiend to the hilt.
And we were exhausted. So
You gotta drink. Sometimes you just have to drink through the pain. So anyway, Vita Shodal Araig, the never ending chronicle. It's been a healing journey of 7 months and Tasuligum Arin Taurig. Ihan Shobio was the first time I got my legs out since, like, you know, had the legs out. So Arin Taurig, I'm hoping I'll have the legs out. But it can be
bang the legs out, Galua.
Yeah, Tasuligum Arin Taurig. Well, I've spent a lot of money on laser. Fucking
honestly,
so expensive.
You just sat on something and left a mark on your leg, or like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I know.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see now. Tasha says Irene just says Darrow, like a braher, you know, the iconic suit of the eye. You can get red and whatever. So
Tom Crack and Diffrew Lynch.
Yeah, you can see. You can see it. Yeah.
But I think it was Genius Massa the Kian, you know, because actually, when I even a rare like near hug my Fiara at all, Grabshay or the Hus. Like,
but that's because I had lashings of
but even
concealer.
Rivishing, like when you were like, oh, putting the tan on, I was like, it's amazing. Do you know wheelchair cool the cuss?
Yeah,
you're lucky with that.
Yeah, I am quite lucky about it. But anyway, it got me thinking of how, like, our bodies are so amazing. Like, they are fucking amazing. Yeah. And how, I don't know, you kind of have to, when you are healing over the agent, physically, mentally, whatever, you do kind of have to call it the chirpish slee de frul, don't you? But you know, like
I think you were going to say maybe ni ain't into, but I really ain't him. I think that your mind and your body are completely linked, obviously, and that sometimes a way you're feeling shows itself on your skin.
Oh,
your
so
body
true.
Shows you,
yeah,
like, you know, and it could just be where they can, like, sorry, I hope I'm not going off point or if I have taken up your question, Micheart, but like, you know, aren't that your body will tell you to slow down. Your body will tell you go will. Like, and I'm really trying hard to listen to my body because if we love her, I know I'm dancing a bit of a fine line on burnout and I don't want to do it. So I'm so conscious of egtogant susna and, you know, listening egg. So even when it comes to like unmade atomic goal,
yeah,
honestly, in a meaning,
I've noticed that in fairness, yeah.
I have tried to be because I'm like, I think for ages I took for granted. Yeah. And then the drink, like, I couldn't heal. You know,
I know,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I was slower.
It didn't pre-alter.
Yeah, well, yeah. Burning the candles at both ends. Okay, let's go back to basics here. If you were in, like, Shiva and I was smothered with a cold all last week, right?
Yeah, well, it was about like 3 o'clock and I had a sinus yoke. It was awful.
So, really basically, my thought, dosert, like codeine and two to heal yourself. What's your little bits?
Bronjair Kiko Broach is a thaw me. So that was a slide on. So near as you wrote one, it's a near vodka me, 8 ounce there.
Okay.
I took Solutab and powered through and hoped for the best.
Okay, okay.
That's kind of all they did.
Upon reflection, what could be improved?
Yeah. Liquids and rest, maybe.
Yeah, vitamin C, if you may rush, I lash, as soon as I get a hint of anything, I'm lashing it into me.
Yeah, I know. Well, and you know what?
Swamping vitamin C.
Swamping it, you're swamping it. Sean's going to go and slide on him and he's new, I've already got my shin, but I kind of just like played on through it, which... Yeah,
well, obviously. You have to plan the whole, like... You're working all the hours God can give, like Conra, August, Ireland AM, keeping the show on the road.
But it was really disgusting. It was at that point where, you know, we're just opening your sinuses. So all you can't even blow your nose. All you have to do is, like, you're just snorting. And I was there between segments on TV being like, I'm so sorry to my co-host. And Nicole had to be like,
I hate when you have to do that.
I feel like a snorting little pig.
Do you know what though? You're saying vitamin C on rod is far and lice is far. Go on, the lads, it's colour. It's rest. It's so actually colour. Colour.
And you know what? Actually, I really numb colour on a wall. So like, I have that box ticked.
Okay.
Fair play. Yeah. But yeah, dating a vet needs far and fade, definitely. Okay. Well, remember I had that vomiting book a couple of me.
Sorry.
Over?
Yeah.
Now, that like absolutely wiped me out from my saliva or felt like thought of door clay.
Yeah.
She does a toss all. I think her clock make a ray then her fast shots of the week shit, but that was definitely but Kirk a raw because we made
total bogey
finny law straight eyebrowy and we made Drizzy Madro Sussa and Riv Cuba Creed made the 30-day stint Thorpe but Kirk fuck off
Shinigoni on time a Harley and Shay, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's always
right. Miss Bougie Bitch over here now, if you're sick, what do you do? Well, you've cooked some bag of dust, that thing.
A little cry, like, I hate being sick. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I actually hate it because I hate not being able to do stuff. Do you know?
Yeah.
So I probably sulk anyway, a little bit.
Okay.
Throw tantrum.
I would probably, Yisik Mayra Dagant, spicy or like comforting. What? Like, I would eat a warming spicy. Or like, you know, hot, like a hot. I'm trying to think what might be a slide on. Is it like
a slide on
like week is more legit. I haven't ever had any mad things to be healing from. Just thinking would this be like a slide on or a Dagant?
Yeah.
I would probably have like, I don't know, a really nice spicy ramen or like chicken noodle soup or something. Oh, that's really? Like, I don't know, something like that, soft and
well,
comforting.
Well, it would clear the sinuses anyway if you have a big dirty like spicy ramen.
Yeah. I would go a colour. I would probably, do you know what, this is all in an ideal world, to be honest. I've often powered through.
He's powered through.
I don't know if anyone saw on Ep, there was an episode there of TX Dashlamina and it was in Vienna and I was quoting Dogme. I keep saying Dogme McGaw of Vienna. I completely lost my voice, right, which is something I was very prone to. But you know, August through our shoot, like, and obviously Harlar and Yolandara Rawa, like, so we went filming anyway. And actually I remember being over there, I was like, talking to all the meds I had, you know, whatever augmentin, I don't know what you'd be taking for your throat and all these different diaphine spray and all this crack, you know. And I was like, all hot whiskeys, like it's cockroach, but aren't that, isn't it really? It's the thing that you need the most is the rest, but that's what you can't get. So I don't know when Elaine wrote their leg. I'm known Elaine another gum anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
The queenie, you're probably writing your diary under a blood moon.
You summon the gods.
To remove your side on.
Honestly, what I would do is I would, like, if I have a slide on or something coming on me, I'm straight to the shop, load of oranges, load of vitamin C, anything vitamin C, loads of protein. I'd have good hearty dinners, do you know, like being to Geary Veslan tool or whatever, but like once this slide on or something comes on you, it's like stews and, you know, like mashed potatoes and stuff, like a good hearty dinner,
fibres and vitamins, stuff flesh and the ruddy maha.
Yeah, absolutely. And John, I'm a great woman for the Shockley health shop as well, and be like, right, you know, Sean Rudd taught me Hartlam, and they'll kind of give you, have you ever had a tonic, like a liquid gold Neurodegant? I'd often get now a liquid gold, like a 7-day tonic or something. It's just a mix of loads of vitamins. And like talking to kind of duchta, gachla. So I'd go on a tonic for a while, or like, just to detox.
And they show like Holland and Barrett kind of rug.
No, I will go to Holland and Barrett. I'll go to like a local. I had a great
more bougie
woman.
Independent
yeah,
chain.
Yeah. No, I had a great woman now in the Rivie Maconi Guntanchlor. I had a great woman who was Olive, she's a local health food shop, and she was really good for like little potions and stuff. And she, sure, I love it going in, and you know, even yeah, that you feel so good because you're like, oh, I'm, you know, to my fall mods, and I love being sick, satigla than agent, because then you're both so like, you know, invested in like getting better. Do you know what I mean? So you're on all the tonics and you're on all the vitamin
Misery
C's. And, oh yeah, big time, big time. And do you know what else? A bit of Vicks Vapor Up, so gorgeous, like, you know, and you've like, oh, and you can just feel the tingly on your neck and stuff when you put it on.
Yeah, but I sometimes don't like the way it's a little bit before.
Yeah, like, over, yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like getting in, do you know that feeling when you get into a roasting bath?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like before you fully submerge, you're like, oh,
yeah,
weird.
Yeah.
Take baths.
Do you that before,
for that reason, they're too hot. You get in, you're just fucking sweating.
Yeah,
oh, it's an even on bath
well,
now.
Well, where's the fault of she'd row her? I don't know. I just, I like me afraid of fog with the sugar and row all that. I just get so sweaty and bored, and then be there and fog on. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Irish goodbye.
Another one would be Olibus oil. Do you ever use a bit of? I always put that into oil burner.
Me Olibus oil, but Carithy wrote the equivalent of them there when you were just like the tonic. Mom would have been great. I guess my fossil used for the, you know, the tonics or whatever. And she used to always. I remember it's the one skull. In the morning, she'd be like, "Take a spoon of cod liver oil." Like, oh, so sick!
Cod liver oil, yeah. And orange juice,
and she'd have it herself. Like, and she'd be like, "It's great." For some reason, like, I don't know whoever started this raffle anyway, but it was like that a scoop of cod liver oil would help your brain. Oh, yeah, something to the brain anyway.
Well, fish,
oil.
Fish oils are really
maybe
good
there
for
is actually
function. Oh, yeah,
where they can merge.
Someone starts a rumor.
Or not even a raffle, but like I don't know
urban legend. Kind
urban,
of
yeah, like yeah. Take a scoop of cod liver oil a day, and you'll get 600 points or an even search.
Okay. And it's Casulet and apple cider vinegar.
Yes,
to be
yeah.
So it's like take a shot of apple cider vinegar, but there's absolutely no like proven health benefits from it. And
insane.
It was all
internet
by one health, apple cider vinegar company who started it. It's
mad.
Actually a mad story. Yeah. Yeah,
that is mad. Yeah, I actually tried that a couple of times, and Hershem Muishkerm, do you know, like found Kav Mach.
Was it Chico? Like,
Now,
Thal Rodeig and Isle of Vinegar, though, there is something there. Oh, because actually, Leg May Lower on. Glucose Goddess, do you remember I was telling you that Riv Mavanish, and she was all about sugar spikes and stuff.
Yeah.
So there is something if you take a shot of vinegar at some stage of your eating day, that it does some good.
Yeah, but like,
I think it is. No, scientifically, I think if you take a shot of vinegar before you eat lots of sugar,
it breaks down quicker,
or it's I don't know what the hell.
You're getting all the scientific facts here, anyway. Don't say we're not thorough in our research.
Yeah, she's got a PhD.
There you
actually,
go.
Actually, she's worth follow.
Is
it's Malin content.
I don't know. I try to avoid all these health food hypes because I feel like you get sucked into shite.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Right, Chia Cashelliso is, so that's physically healing over the agent, okay? What about mentally healing from something? If you get a bit of a knock to your confidence, or if you're just going through a bit of a shitty time, or, you know, we've all been there, if you're feeling burha or anxious or down about something, what's a way that you'll heal yourself?
So actually, if you miss Mohu, I don't care the horror if you make Mohu shite and Deish may coon about the let on kind of not guided meditation or Ruth Shaw.
Yeah.
And it was like, you should just like, you are enough. You have always been enough.
Gorge.
You will always be, and you will be always
be. Fein raw.
Yeah. And like it was just on Mona Shaw, a Doris on go, like, I don't know, KB Dorgan or Shay, and then Hussein Bayar Raw on Fein, and like Dorgan Fein had done shocked, and it really helped.
She didn't actually really good job.
Yeah. Yeah. You're enough. Yeah. You've always been enough. You always will be enough.
Sure.
Yeah, that's good.
I'll say it's Lorhu, Balorhu, August.
I think Rother Binney is firing though Fein Cro, and I also had this chat recently with someone, and I think in any, regardless what you're going through in life, and the older I've gotten, the more I've realised this, and the more my environments have changed, and the more things have, you know, you've gone through roller coasters of emotions. Yeah. Surrounding yourself with really good people and cutting the shite from your life and having just really solid, sound people in the hail and spending time in their company, it's a game changer.
Yeah,
I think.
I agree. Get rid of negativity.
Cut it out.
Yeah, yeah. So true. I think Katuva really, well, this is what I think anyway. Something I've noticed now, because I think you're totally right, is I'm so susceptible to energy. Like, even if you don't notice it and you think, well, then an agent really sound, but they're given like, Jesus Christ.
That's a new one for us now, girl.
But they're giving negative energy, or they're giving like moany, or they're stingy, or, you know, rudding,
projecting, or like they're draining you of your positivity.
Oh my gosh.
In fact, or is making like good danger if I'm Ursa.
It's mad. Actually, it's so funny. Yeah. Ahniam shin gamor mehain chuma. It's mad. Yeah.
Harger band fasahu.
Girls, I love it. I love it. Witchy vibes.
What it is, it's because they'll go with like, so, you know, like, Matha, like, Bulla not will dasse, right?
Yeah.
My mother fought in Bulla, tasted of Imer.
Yeah.
I thought, like, Kate for Savresh, obviously. You have a different, you have an extra sense. Oh. And it's like if there's a bad energy.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be in the manager.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, yeah. But also, I think Tatu Oskalta Merkoina and your Oskalta led the Fuinov, and you let your energy out there quite easily. And I think, like, you're guarded in certain ways, but you're also open. Yeah. Like, Egon Chobio, I said that to you. I felt your energy shift. I know that sounds so random to say it, but I was like, and I think you were okay letting us know that because you could let your guard down.
I know what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean? It's kind of a weird thing to explain, but without saying anything, I knew how that you were.
Yeah,
your mood had changed, or that your energy had changed.
Yeah, totally. I know. I knew you picked up on
it's
that.
It's a weird thing. And Thorleen Shay though, Lemo Hiblini. Maybe we are related after all. But like, I think when you're comfortable with someone to a point where you really have that level of trust or whatever, then you can be at your most authentic, like, when of, you know,
vulnerable.
I think a lot of the time in the workspace or industries we find ourselves in, you know, there's a certain when of, or like even a way you have to be, and I guess a when of that you bring in order to do your job and to, I don't know, like, because the thing is, I find this actually being on Erin Radio Gach Law, no one is in a stunning mood 365 days a year. You're not going to go in Gach Law Sachtin and feel like, hello everybody, I'm having the best day of my life. And do a show radio. But Shinatha aired the Chonra, so you have to.
Yeah.
So regardless of your fun of, you need to bring that fun of for that show. And you know it all from, you know, we all have weeks that. So I think that when you've good people around you, you can get that most authentically you state, and when you're there, that's like where you're at peace and you can heal in that environment.
And they can recharge you.
Yeah.
So Curly Ellis does the moth off one of Jewel Clock Case and Weimers. Curly Ellis can love show.
Yeah, I touch a really fucking dacker. Touch a really dacker. I'd be like, I think like I'm Latane. I think, do you know what it is? The cure for everything. And like, I hate to say it, it's fucking exercise, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
If we air or just an exercise?
An exercise. If it's a shul, if it's a, just go in and do a quick weight session or like sauna, New Rodegan. I do, like, it's kind of like, Idikian, you're like, okay, I just need to reset here now for a minute. Geomation, Gamor, but I know it's a bit of a Tomisha Gahulk. I can like, draw the one, will just like, I don't know, I could be in great form and then I just pick up a Rodegan, or like if you've got a bit of passive aggressiveness in work, it depends. Like some days you're more susceptible to, you know, people's bad vibes.
They say that exercise is really good because if you, especially if you push yourself, right, because it distracts you, because you're busy thinking about how your body feels uncomfortable, like Jane of Anacleoch, and then you're out of the headspace you were in when you were consumed or whatever was consuming you.
Yes, so kind of Neil and Rewag, it's been immaculate.
Yeah. Mm. So it's brilliant. Yeah. And also, obviously, all of the physical benefits, but mental benefits of any type of exercise, you're dead right, are unbelievable.
Climbing to Rock Hill, I really is far, I really mean Reeve, O'Have, like, Moinkin, Avuka, O'Ainer, Na Leib Socks Narga.
Oh, Rebirth.
Yeah, names of shop to Shiko or Shane. Neil on Desha, but Neil on Thaumo, but like literally go physical knee fade lock tweening air eight or that a shock is on Fuok on a spare ship was through Tuntas and Arga. And it just, it completely resets you.
Yeah, it is.
It's a crazy one, isn't
it? It's phenomenal,
You could be dreading it, I think, and then you do it, and you're like, hold on, what was I annoyed about? What was on my mind? What was, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. No, thank you, I have to go dirty of this in. And Codfrey, okay, so this is like Bader, you know, if you're in shite, if you're, you know, having a while of, I don't know, shy forms or legging, but like mentally, it's fucking, there's a dacker, you know, if you're going through, you know, we've all gone through, you know, ruddy, really dackers to sale, my own the Negan boss, if you're just generally, I don't know, like the ill-omad scenarios, you feel, but like, you know, when you're in a funk and you've been in that funk for a long time, like Bader, a couple of me or something, how would you give yourself a kick up the arse just to get your mojo back? Just kind of dacker.
Yeah, you need to. I think it's very hard to do it alone. And again, I'm coming back to like, there's something you can't beat. Like, I think a pubble, and I also think people who get the best out of you. You know, there, we all have someone in our life who is a person that we're like, oh, I look forward to so much being in that person's company because they get the best out of me, or, you know, whatever it might be. And it might be like a very random person, but someone that, and you know, it doesn't have to be like your BFF or your someone that you're with all the time. It could just be like, I don't know, the company of like your grandmother or like a cousin or someone, going for a coffee with someone that you know has great energy and a great chat. And sometimes I don't know,
then are one or into
there's a couple than a bra era on Funk and me in. But like I mentioned, Aoife Molloy, my Macaro Leitrim, she lives in Auckland in New Zealand now, but ever since we're in college, we could go periods of time Ganavet, Dangvall and Akela. But then if something does happen, and what we try to do, Ladaini, actually, is we will leave ourselves, like, this is actually very annoying, 8-minute, 9-minute podcast, what's a voice note? Saturday Live podcast.
No, that is a podcast. That is
it,
a podcast.
That's a bonus episode.
And when I see one,
delete you as a friend.
But this is rather like we do this intentionally. So like I feel like, you know, what I would say to her on those really long WhatsApp voice notes, I don't know what I'd be saying to anyone else. It's such shite. But it's kind of like a language of thought going either invert the going, and we've just had this kind of a relationship on old school.
And I guess like, is it your dub? Is it like your brain dump?
And it's like, it's, you know, really my most unruch. And it's stuff like, she doesn't give a shit about social media or work or anything I'm doing.
Yeah.
Do you know, I know that if my career went shit in the morning, like the arse fell out of everything, and Declan divorced me and I was out in the street, it would be a dinner marshinde. You know, I feel like I maybe, do you know, if it's your family, there might be certain things you feel a bit noiruch annoyed. They really have your back and they bring the best out of you, but you mightn't feel like you can.
It's good talk to have boundaries as well, you know, with your family. Sometimes,
Kate Von Gade,
You need to, because they can't see anything except for from your point of view. Do you know what I mean? Which is, you know, dacre, or to come into your authority as an adult, I think, or into a call to. And by the way, like, obsessed Lemmo, clown, Ray Timmy, Claire, Anna Valachela, and, you know, of course,
but less stuffer,
You have to be like, okay, I'm an adult, and like, you know, I need to figure this out. Like, really, on Keshkul Mecher and so is like, you know, your 20s now, we've all come out of our 20s, we're all 30. So, like, your 20s is a huge period of growth, and you're trying to figure out, okay, like, you're trying to repair your relationship with yourself, heal your relationship from yourself, all that self doubt, and, you know, neurotatu with the teenager. Then you're trying to, like, figure out what the fuck you're at in life, you know, maybe you're into course in their V2 8, and now suddenly you're 27 and you're depressed going into the same job, and you're like, oh my God, I'm actually absolutely not the person that I was when I was 17 making these decisions. So you're like trying to heal your life and be like, you know, who am I? What am I doing? Or Bader, you know, go into Trish, group of court about Gutton Cleaglair, Fossinies, and then you realise I've absolutely fucking nothing in common with these people. How do I, you know, justify, I don't know, how do I heal that part of myself and find my tribe? Like, it's a huge period of growth. And like, I've definitely, she's treating Fahidi, like, had to ask myself loads of really hard, and like, God, you'd be a couple of years trying to learn the lessons. Do you know what I mean? Like, female kind and talking to Scott and Mieller, I used to be so fiery and reactive, and then like, to get to a place where like, God, like, I genuinely can only give positive vibes to people. Like, I can't hold on to animosity. But that's a huge, I had to heal a huge part of myself to like get to that stage.
So do you think healing then is like a sort of forgiving? Do you know the way?
Yeah.
Like, you need to forgive that person in your 20s, or like, that forgive version the version of you. And like, they say that every, is it actually scientifically every 7 years your cells, your new person, yeah, like, you regenerate. Yeah. So like, I definitely think that, like, I 14, I don't work our way up there. What, where, how many sevens are you gone through by the time you're like 28, 29? You know, I think as you come into your 30s, there.
Four.
Okay. I was like, so don't get that like maths. I never claimed to be good. I fucking hate maths. That's really hard. Something like, are four sevens?
Four sevens, 34.
Is it?
Is it?
No.
It is, because it's short.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Oh, God. Anyway, we'll move on.
Oh, my God.
We'll
move on. Right, but I
34,
think...
this is I. 34, like, fuck's sake, please.
No, but I think you have, like, you know, you've seasons of your life. So let's just say, scientifically, by the time you're 28, you've lived four seasons of your life, or you at least have regenerated four times. So you're going into, like, that fifth... this might sound so hocus pocusy, but in my head, I think that there's, like... you have these different versions of yourself as you move through those seasons. And like, of course, you're a Dhananish and you're a Gairi Niasabi, but you also need to make peace with the fact that like, when 19-year-old Dirin did X, Y, and Z, or thought X, Y, and Z, and had X, Y, and Z friends, it was a completely different Dirin to the Dirin at all. Again,
that was Dirin Glacken and I'm Dirin Niasabi. Well, my alter ego.
But that's like, so is healing... just like don't, you know, don't be hung up on like, oh, the what ifs and sure if I did and that and this and whatever, and just like forgive, forget and move on, and like embrace the current Dirin with love and care. And
you know. Well, it shouldn't fear, but it's I mean, we can all know that in theory, but how do you get there?
How do you get there, Shiva?
Well, I'm not looking around if we like, you know, like Iria Makos Funks, I think on both the denim shed, not denim dermit, gawk or that I hit a funk, denim dermit, oh, I've been here before. So I'm like, oh, this is just who I am now. This is just how I feel about myself.
Yes.
And I don't think, like, it's just this, like, Tim Creel, this cycle of, like, you know, like, because everyone goes, you know, you go up, you go down, and all this kind of stuff. And, like, I just forget that, like, this is something that I will again work through and get back to myself from. But just dead on Dharma Dershi and Gokula Or, and then like I start going on the rise, and I'm like, oh yes.
And what does it take for the rise to start? Like, is it
nothing? And like I actually don't like it wouldn't be anything big. It might just be like a slight knock to the confidence, you know, where they can consider shit that's put me in a bad mood. And it'll be like a week of kind of doubting myself and self doubt and all this kind of stuff. And like it's just like it's only a spell. But just denim dermot, this too shall pass.
Which
in
A,
So ni like kaime faulum, kaime ne signs at hand, and I have to put in a protocol of work. Cause gonna become a honey fire. I do like my little meditation rub.
Yeah. Okay, shingama. Oh my God, look at you meditating, girl.
I know. Can I ask you a question though about that? You know the voice in your head, like that thing with the anxiety. I sometimes feel like they come at you when you least expect it. And you can get an awful dose of like the, what do they call it? Like the fears or the scaries. And it's like your brain is giving you these, you know, is it like, it's anxiety, I suppose, is it?
Yeah. I hate it too. Gion gachtana shin, I think. A difference. It is like low level anxiety, or like maybe it manifests in other people as like low level depression, or maybe, you know, a lot of depression. I don't know, branche, or maybe a lot of anxiety, or, you know, being shay gachtana. I don't think there's anyone who doesn't live with voices in their head.
Being a narrative psychologist, I think they're shocked and speech raw. Like, anxiety is the fear of an event that has not happened yet, the fear of you not being able to handle an event that has not happened hanging over your head. And it's to do with it's very old air, like we all have memories as human beings, like it's one of the traits that we have as like the Dini Dana. And we have it for a reason. It's so we know, like, you know, for though, or like if a fucking tiger came into our camp and it ate someone, we'd remember that, because next time when we saw a tiger, we'd run, you know. Mm. So we hold on to memories, good and bad. But that can be obviously a good thing and a bad thing as well, because then we're kind of afraid of things that could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the trauma, and then there's certain triggers that will just, you know.
Yes, and then so, but if we worry about things and we don't do them, that's the worst thing you could do, because then you're never actually exposing yourself.
Okay.
To yeah. the ruddy dapper.
Fight right? the fear and do it anyway. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rud Gagari and Gamora Lumsa, right, is like, you can get very caught up in yourself and think like, oh, it's Misha on Tain, then it's Mahu Marsha. Like, you log on to your social media and you see, you know, sure, we're guilty of it ourselves as well, like, and we are never posting the days that we're bawling crying, or, you know, things are really shit. And like, then you log on and, you know, key into, oh, everybody else has their shit together and everybody else is out having really great crack. Whereas, like, in actual fact, like, everyone is going through. And when you, like, and I know Dardina Shin, and like, you, like, cause, you know, you often hear other people say it and you're like, yeah, okay, like, but whatever. But like, Joe, we can all say now, like, we've gone through respectively, like, fucking awful things that have happened. But like, you know, we're not going to air your dirty laundry. Like, Joe, nobody is immune to that.
Do you know what? I think this is the challenge that our generation are up against, because our Tish Mahori didn't have it. We have social media, so we are so, every part of our day, we wake up and we're looking at what other people are doing with their life, and we are seeing the glamour. You know, we are.
First thing I do. And I go stories.
Yeah. Yeah. Michelle, feeling a bit fucking depressed, and like, if I wake up one morning and I'm depressed, and like, Shiva's live on Ireland AM or something like that.
Yeah, and a glamorous body con as well.
Yeah, there you go. Bitch. I'm just going to be a bitch again.
What is wrong with me? Sorry, come on, girl. I'm really needed. I don't mean it.
But anyway, point being, Tashé, on a risht capo that you're totally isolated and alone and you're like the only one who's going through bouts of like feeling really crap. Because I think you just have to accept of like, Gakari and Lumsa to heal is be like, you have to be like, you just have to put down the days sometimes and be like, all right, look, I'm just, Jesus, in a shy time, whether you're healing from a big scar on your leg or if you're, I don't know, like really anxious near the egg, you have to just put down the days and be like, okay. You know,
don't care,
give myself a month and just, I, this might be a bit shit now for a while, but I'll get moving.
This too shall pass.
Neil and Aon are the shall. Achan Tusta Shin is like, I get the exact.
Neil and
Aon are the shall.
Neil and Aon are the shall is a county and talk. It's a little handy one, isn't it, to have to remind yourself of.
Oh, totally. And the chef fear, but that the sentence behind the other one is like, it doesn't matter if you're the richest man in the world or the poorest man in the world, you will be up for a while and you'll be down for a while.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it'll only, you know, emotion is fleeting, as a very wise literary man told me once, and I never forgot it.
Oh,
yeah. Carolum Alan Woods, he works in the Irish Digital Music Archive. He came out with that gem.
Emotion is fleeting.
Emotions are fleeting. That's so fucking true. Like, because you could be absolutely ecstatic and then, you know, the next day you could wake up and just be so anxious over something someone said to you in work or feel really down because someone, I don't know.
Okay, yeah. So there, I got the phrase. Okay. So it's, ni usul na ishul ak hus shal agus hias shal.
Because I would take that as, it doesn't matter if you're like, adina usul or adina ishul.
Yes,
you're either up for a while or you're down for a while.
Sorry,
thank
you. That's what I think.
Because meaning to it,
meaning to it. That's a nice one because it kind of goes with our anti-capitalist sentiments as well. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I tell you about when I was up and down.
Go on.
On a run, guys.
Oh God.
Indulge me. I went for my first ever Dublin run in my ain there. I was a bit bored now because I'd only been known the roads and Shaw, you know.
Yeah.
And I went.
But you're from Limerick, sure.
Did I go real Limerick there?
No, I'm just saying, why would you be scared in Dublin when you're from Limerick? Sorry, it was really bad joke.
Oh my God.
No, that's amazing.
I know. And she was giving out about the Limerick.
Okay, guys.
I was going for a mental health run. Actually, do you know what? I saw you or my Insta on Ireland AM and I was like, she's up and out now. This is a modern Denoch. And I was like, come on, please put on the runners now. Just do it. Like, get it down.
Yeah. You work Monday to Friday.
I know, but I just wanted to, you know, for myself. I was like, and I just wanted to get out and do Rodagant. I went running through Balls Bridge direction. Okay, bad
move.
Sure,
of course.
Well,
of course.
But out to doggy to see your future home.
How to heal yourself.
I can't run that far
ahead
now.
How to heal yourself. Run through an area you'll never be able to afford to live in.
anxiety inducing. The only thing that was inducing the anxiety anyway was the fucking storm. Kathleen must have blown my hatta off me 3 times, and like there's nothing more angry, like annoying, than having to go back and pick up your hat for the 3rd time. I was going to say, like, just leave the hat there.
That's an ick.
Leave it there and keep
you
running.
You back and pick up your hat off the ground.
Oh, so icky. And like, not only did it blow off, the gale was so strong it unlooped it from like my ponytail.
Oh, I mean, oh my God, no,
so icky. So icky. But you wanted to get more. No, it gets worse.
I have a story after this, so
I'll tell this in speed time anyway. So I'm running. So yeah, the ick. I'm giving everyone the ick because the hat has gone for Rhiag and Show, and I'm like, for fuck's sake. Anyway, so I'm glancing to Google Maps and it brings me out towards like Sandy Mount, okay, and there's a train crossing. Not ideal. Anyway, the train is crossing and Shiva, I'm too late.
That's Shiva fucking Marv.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking about the story that I have.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the story.
I'm sorry.
Right,
finish up about your boring run, so go on.
Basically, I can't. Okay, just actually it's kind of gone shit, but I just wanted to show you the pic of like me following. I've been so committed to getting my roots right, okay?
Oh, show us the pic.
That anyway, I make riv, the train is crossing here, and like I fucking wait for the
barrier.
So I was like, well, I'm not going to stop, because if I stop, I'll never get started again. Yeah. So I was like, it can't take that fucking long to come. So I was like, I'll do a few circuits. There was cars like Fnaf now as well. I was like, I'll do a few.
I didn't want to be running circles in Sandy.
You know the dinner that's like standing at the lights, jogging in spots. So I was like, jogging spot, wankers. Instead of, sorry if anyone jogs in spot and listens to the podcast. So I was like, I'll just do a little up and down.
Right,
the
come on,
I was
on.
So I'm like, up and down, and it still hasn't come. And I'm up and down, and reaching up and down. So I was like, okay, is it going to come again? So then I started like doing, making the circles a little bit longer and still going up and down. And there's like a fire in a sea sechor, you know, and he's looking at it and he's like, is that girl? Like, is she actually all right?
You're one so with the hat.
Is anyway, but it fucked my time. Then the train came, and by the time I'd fucking all those, look, that story anyway is not, it's a visual. I'll show you them at my run. The bat my run thing, like it's usually a lovely Lena. That brings you from point A to B of your run, and then in the middle of mine there's a big fucked little squiggle where I'm just like having a mental breakdown.
Okay, you can show us the squiggle and then let's move on.
This story is giving fucking Vespa. You can cut it out.
I was going to say, if I saw you going back and picking up your hat, I would have shared it in my car window, but then they'd probably be thinking about where they get a horny.
What would you have said to me?
I would have said, ick, ew, yucky.
Loser.
Yuck. Yuck. Oh my God.
Literally out for my mental health run, and she's like, ew.
We saw a picture of herself earlier, she goes, ew, yuck. Yuck, with an O. Oh, yuck.
Sorry, it's giving like, you know, 2 year olds, and they're like, oh, wash my hands, yucky. Yeah.
That picture was yuck.
Sorry, please sit down now. We sat through your long, boring story. Sit down.
I know, you won't believe this story.
No, I'm gone. Good luck.
I didn't tell you, it was me and Thera in the car last week driving home from the
oh my God, I ain't gonna forget.
We were just trying to the car for a better. We were in buying a fib, and there was like a moth floating around the car. Anyway, I saw it like flitting between us. I was like, alright, okay. And then we were just like, I was like, come on, and we were just like, walking away, and then there was like,
oh my God!
I
swallowed the fly.
And she was there, and she opened the window, and she was like, and there was literally, we were on a red light. There was pedestrians walking by, and they were there. No, I can't.
I was retching.
I was retching.
Oh yeah, I know.
The old woman swallowed the fly, and now you know there's gonna be baby moths born in your belly.
Well, that's no, what I literally started thinking.
Be like farting moths.
Oh yeah. No, I was.
I don't know why she swallowed the fly, and the last line is, perhaps she'll die. Oh. Awful.
No, but it was so, we were in absolute bits laughing, but like I was still retching, so I was like crying laughing, and then also like retching out the window.
Oh, that's so sick.
But
no,
do you know what the best thing about it is now? I wouldn't advise this, but like I could feel it in the back of my throat. Do you know that? So I went into Shiva's cubicle, our little bathroom downstairs.
There's
a shower and everything there. It's not that small.
It's a cubicle.
Anyway, I got rid of it. It came back up again, so it's fine.
Did you vomit out?
I didn't vomit out.
Why just leave it in there and eat it? Why don't you get a drink of water and let it down?
Protein.
Oh Jesus!
In
no,
your witchy ways, it probably means something.
Yuck! No, you wouldn't know where flies are.
She was flies. So red in the face and was like,
flailing around.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I was all arms. Oh. I'm like, oh, I was so dramatic about it.
Yeah. And it was just the fact that we were stopped at a red light and the window was open. Like, there was people walking by and she was basically talking into their food.
I didn't even fucking realise that people were around. But yeah, it was very funny. It was very funny.
Wait, before that, do you want to see the picture of my map? My run?
Of course we do.
Okay. Oh god.
No, you don't. It's fine. It's fine.
Go on, show us Strava. Come on.
It's actually map my run. I thought my good side.
Oh
my. Apparently all the cool kids are on Runner.
Oh, I'm on Strava.
Are you? Are you a cool kid?
You have to pay for Strava though.
No, I have the free one.
Oh, do you?
I don't know.
You can go get everything, but it tells you how far you run. That's right, not really terrible.
We can be explainive though.
Whoop does that as well. I lost my Whoop, lads. I took it off. I can't fucking find it anywhere.
She?
I know. What I'm going to do now when I go home is I have to do a big clean out because I'm going to Belfast tomorrow. So I have to fucking clean everything out. And
is your show more lap at Co Messi's to the core?
Well, it is at the minute because I got in.
Come to the core if we lower.
Not good. Sure is that, Shiva.
Shiva, no, give us an up to date.
So we had to load up the car with someone there, and they were packing the stuff into their car, and like,
I was actually mortified.
Is it?
It's real crusty. It's like someone's house that like they haven't.
Yeah,
clean or
so out. Like Sarah and Chit Chit.
I had like
a bit of a willy,
but like go all the way and watch how many times of overlapping. God.
It's you ran a willy.
Yeah, I actually did run with like go in there. I was flat out like the whole temple.
Oh,
reached through shadow like
that's amazing. God, I was so glad. Sorry, I'm after. Yeah, I'm so glad that
I hope you don't eat in that car.
No, I don't. No, it is. I actually am booking a valet.
So it should have gone Dearach Mach, but then there was.
It's actually impressive.
Who's the mock? Who's the mock in the fergie?
She's enough off from
Dorky
Girl.
I am. The dream, lads. Law one.
Right.
Law
again,
I mean.
Get out of it. Chicken. Nigus the lock. Ishal. Akus shal. Agus his shal.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Curry, that should be a mantra there, bud. Did we all do a communal yawn there, Lekaila?
Yeah, I think we did. Probably Mian Free, Shana Hilga, I say Mian Free, Matatu, yawning. I don't know.
Tho, actually, go Fuckalagum Free.
Yeah.
I want to give you two C's. We double D's earlier. I'm giving you a pair of double C's now.
Okay.
Componicus August Coluther.
Okay.
I think if you want to heal anything, you can't beat the right Componicus companionship, whether it is just people that you meet often or people that you don't meet that often. I think having good people in your life is good. So having companions of sorts and Coluther is kind of similar, I suppose, but it's company. And I think if you're going through something and you're trying to heal, don't do it alone.
Yeah, get some. Yeah, whether it be, I've loads of Corda who are like Nishina or Joe, you know, that I go to for advice, Corla and Tamarfad, and they're Joe, you know, like look beyond your immediate circle and you'll find the Dina Carta of the Hail like Carula.
And sometimes it might even be someone that you need to divulge your whole shit show to. It's just distraction. Exactly. It's like that remedy of going for a run because it distracts you.
Yeah.
Go and meet someone that distracts you for the good.
Cead fin gait. Knasu, Shana Rega or healing.
Yes, Brawlimation.
Triple C's. Yeah,
Knasu, there you go.
Jordan Ciela, Shiva.
Oh, God. Kill the flavour in you. Oh fuck it,
she
put me on the spot.
Yeah,
Shin Dacher. Well, the hunt doesn't undo Shanukal doing. So Shin Galore.
Ah, yeah, Shin Loves.
Shin Galore. So, Bemida Knasu Wailing, Thurma Update on Scar, and Machal Atagum Machus, which is like the, I don't know, I suppose Machal is like.
Scar.
Or a blemish, sure, yeah. I suppose. But
so you're basically going to take a picture of your foot and put it up on Patreon and turn our Patreon into an OnlyFans.
Sorry, my calf, actually. It's not my foot. No free feet pics.
Someone got excited there.
Yeah.
I'll actually show
our Patreons, like, from the first day of, like, when I finally had skin over the burn and how red and, or how purple. It was actually only purple.
It was purple.
Yeah, it was disgusting. Yeah, and, like, now how it's near, it just subdued to a nice little red with only a little bit of purple in the middle.
Are we going to have a little, I've got another C. We're going to have a little Kaylura when it's gone.
Oh, absolutely. Ooh,
let's have a party that the day your scar goes away.
Kosher.
Okay. Well, I'm paying a fucking consultant. Like, I have to get it. I have to get it lasered off. Like, I'm getting medically lasered. So I've gone for two bouts now. €120 a go. Like, it's fucking expensive. Yeah. Actually, you're only in there for 5 minutes.
That's a racket.
Yeah, listen. It is a racket. It's a fucking two-tier health system in this country. Anyway,
I know.
More of it now.
Capital cuss.
Right.
Ciela.
Ciela. Okay. See. Slán.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, a will tussa igiri nismo how to gael idle hail? Well, ta dan urta going deep.
Yes, Tom Witt Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let nismo gaelge, agus nismo gluish.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, agus tour talk york star bud craila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.